Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A major crash shuts down a road in Garner. Coming up, I'll tell you how it happened and give you an update on the driver's condition who caused it.
And it's a code orange air quality forecast for today, but I'll show you what's about to change with our weather pattern to bring that down.
And we're tracking the new effort to get the smoke from those wildfires under control and the health concerns across the country.
Today, Durham City Council is looking at building a multi-sport complex. I'll show you how it could boost tourism and help local kids.
A lot to tell you about on this Thursday morning as we welcome you in for the 8 o'clock hour. Hello, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are still tracking a lot of that haze. Communities to the north of us seeing it a lot worse than we are, but we are still seeing some of it. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking it all for us.
Code orange for today, and that means that if you're in one of the sensitive groups, young children, elderly, people with asthma, respiratory issues, you still want to take it easy today. It's fine to be outside, but you just don't want to overdo it. If you're a healthy adult, you're fine to get out and walk the dog, maybe do some light exercise, just within reason. You don't want to overdo it outside. By Saturday, we start to see our weather pattern changing. Right now, we have wind coming out of the north. That's dragging down some of that smoke from Canada. By Saturday, we start to see our wind shifting to southerly. That's going to put a stop to that flood, a bit of that as well. Right now it is 60 degrees. Our wind will continue to come out of the north today, again delivering some smoke to the region. A dual Doppler 5000 radar showing some showers down south. It's possible that around Fayetteville and Clinton we could see a little wave riding through with a slight chance of a shower. And we take a look at that here on Futurecast. Here's 9 a.m. You can see a quick shower down to the south, but for the most part we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies once we get rid of this deck of low clouds that started to form. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy through the afternoon. And again, we'll see the same scenario for tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine and some haze in the atmosphere. Walking out the door right now, temperatures are in the low 60s. We'll climb into the low 80s this afternoon with that hazy sunshine. As we head into the weekend with that pattern change, one thing that we'll see is hotter temperatures. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
8:02 right now. We're following breaking news in Garner. A section of Garner Road is closed right around the Auburn-Knightdale Road intersection because of a crash and the cleanup that is still ongoing. Let's go live to Michael Grayson, the WRAL breaking news tracker at the scene there. Michael, what's happening now?
Yeah, Brian, the good news is cleanup moving along. We've also only got one person who's taken to the hospital with a minor injury, but a very crazy circumstances for this crash. I'm going to get behind the camera and show you what the scene looks like right now. The last tow truck is here to pick up the car that caused this crash. A pickup truck actually went over that middle line that you see right there, hit a dump truck, and the dump truck, trying to regain its composure, actually went over some train tracks off here to the right and over the train tracks and into someone's yard. So I was just talking with state troopers here on scene. They're going to get this last pickup truck out of the way, and they are expecting to reopen this road because they're going to actually have to get the tow truck out on the other side over on Auburn Road. So this section of Garner is expected to be reopened here relatively soon, but I'm sure they're going to have a whole mess over there trying to get that dump truck up. I did hear that the state trooper believes they may need to bring in a crane because right now it is just stuck in the grass in someone's yard. So I'm going to hopefully get some more updates on how they're going to remove that. But the good news is cleanup here on Garner Road moving along nicely this morning, Brian.
All right, thanks for that live update, Michael. And to avoid using that section of Garner Road this morning, a good alternate is going to be Business 70. And you can pick it up from Guy Road or Jones Sausage Road right there around the I-40 interchange back toward Clayton. Speaking of Clayton, we have some delays we're tracking on the westbound side of the Clayton bypass heading from 42 back toward I-40. And it looks like this may be construction related. Looks like all of that traffic is getting squeezed into that left lane on the westbound side of US 70 or the Clayton bypass. So allow some extra extra time heading through that area. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, we have a few minor crashes. I've been looking at the sensor data in these areas, not seeing any big problems with any of these. There is a report of a crash down on Lake Wheeler Road near the I-40 interchange. You might see some police activity there, but it's not affecting traffic on 40 itself. That westbound delay you see is just the usual backup we see at this point in the morning commute. A little bit of a delay in both directions of 885, which is typical right around TW Alexander Drive and Ellis Road. And it looks like a little bit of a slowdown as well on 40 eastbound, heading away from the Fayetteville Road area out toward Highway 55 on the south side of Durham.
The U.S. is sending help to Canada as it deals with those massive wildfires. That's sending smoke all the way down here to North Carolina. President Biden has agreed to send more than 600 firefighters to Quebec to help fight the flames, which now span more than 9 million acres burned. 11,000 people have been evacuated there. As you heard Elizabeth say, the smoke from those fires will remain a problem across the U.S., with air quality alerts in effect up and down the East Coast. New York and Pennsylvania are getting the worst of it.
And we are watching closely to see if those fires will affect flights again today. This is a live look at RDU this morning, where there are just a handful of delays and cancellations right now. But watch out for connecting flights out of airports like LaGuardia or Newark. That's where the haze and smoke led to an hours-long ground stop yesterday. Flyers say they waited for hours on the tarmac.
You could look up into the sky and see the sun, just this, you know, dark or this luminescent dot.
Air quality conditions are expected to deteriorate again today in New York.
A new massive sports complex could be coming to Durham. Today, City Council will take up a proposal that promises not only to be an economic boost, but to also help children across the city. WRL's Monica Casey spoke with the planners. She joins us live now from the Bull City with a closer look at this proposal. Monica.
Good morning. These plans mean this Durham skyline could soon look very different. The location of this multi-sport complex has not yet been decided, but the size they're discussing is substantial. The plans include an indoor concept, an auxiliary gym, and an outdoor space which could cover 37.5 acres. Discover Durham and the Durham Sports Commission will be giving this presentation to City Council today. Sports Commission Executive Director Marcus Manning tells me he wants to be sure everyone can benefit from a facility like this one.
Balancing between sports tourism and providing opportunities for youth here in the area, looking at every level, from hosting championships to providing that open and informal and formal participation.
While this development would bring in tourism dollars, Manning and other planners hope it could also be a safe space and provide purpose for Durham youth. Studies show sports can have a positive impact on not only physical, but also mental health. These plans are still in early stages. City Council will hear about them today at 1, but they'll hear much more coming up this fall. Monica Casey, WRAL News in Durham.
Also at their work session, Durham City Council will consider raising salaries for firefighters and police by 2%. Video from Monday shows first responders sharing their concerns with the council about insufficient pay and chronic understaffing. The council will also discuss extending an agreement with EMTs to serve on the city's HEART team. That program dispatches first responders to handle mental health calls instead of police.
We are one step away from mobile sports betting becoming legal here in North Carolina. A bill is now on Governor Cooper's desk allowing you to place bets on professional and college sports through mobile apps and at eight in-person locations as well. State lawmakers gave final approval yesterday. Governor Cooper is expected to sign it. The State Lottery Commission will be in charge of sports betting, and it should start as soon as January.
It's now up to the Wake County District Attorney to decide if charges should be filed in the deadly arrest of Darrell Williams. A newly released autopsy report is calling Williams' death back in January outside a sweepstakes parlor a homicide. You're looking at police body cam video from his arrest. His cause of death is listed as sudden cardiac arrest. The autopsy also lists cocaine intoxication, physical exertion, and the use of a taser as factors. Lawyers for Williams' family say they will work to hold police accountable. WREL reached out to the district attorney. We're told a decision on charges for the six officers involved could take months.
If you live in Cumberland County, your property tax rates won't be going up this year. County commissioners just signed off on its nearly $600 million budget plan for the upcoming fiscal year, which starts next month. It keeps the same property tax rate and includes a 4% cost of living adjustment for county employees. It also allows work to continue on the new Crown Event Center and advances the construction of a new homeless support center.
Coming up, we'll look at the latest steps President Biden has taken in his plan to forgive millions in student debt. What's next for the bill and what opponents have to say about it.
Plus, Lionel Messi coming to America to play soccer, why the superstar signed with Miami, and where we could see him in action.
Today and tomorrow, we'll have a code orange, but we'll end up with a pattern change over the weekend that should help to limit our amount of smoke. We'll also end the weekend into early next week with some showers and storms. I'll show you that coming up.
Welcome back. It is 8:13 as we take a live look at Pinehurst, and you can see golfers are teeing off this morning. For healthy individuals, it's okay to spend a little time outside, but our air quality alert today is for certain groups. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your streaming device. Elizabeth, this orange air quality alert, it's progress.
Yesterday it was red. Today it's orange. As a matter of fact, we have seen some indications of yellow out there this morning, but we may see more smoke that moves out into the area this afternoon, which may bump those numbers up a little bit. We take a look at Goldsboro, and we're looking at a mixture of cloud cover and haze out there. We're looking at mainly just hazy conditions in Apex and Chapel Hill, but we do have some low clouds that are sitting over downtown Raleigh right now. Our Chapel Hill view, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course that is our Fayetteville newsroom. Haze is likely to linger, especially this afternoon and into the day tomorrow. And that means, as Renee said, that certain groups shouldn't overdo it outside. Young children, the elderly, anyone who has respiratory issues or really any health problems, you don't want to overdo it. You can get outside and walk around, but you don't want to be exercising outside. Now, healthy adults, you should be able to do some light exercise. Just, you know, listen to your body. If you start to feel tightness in your chest or you're coughing, you should take it inside. Saturday, we should begin to see improving air quality. We take a look right now. This is a look at our current air quality up and down the East Coast, and notice that we're in the yellow zone right now, but you can see some orange up to the north. And with our northerly flow today, a lot of that orange is likely to slide back down into our area. And orange, of course, is just the number, the levels of pollution in the atmosphere. Obviously, it is the worst right here in parts of Pennsylvania, stretching up to Boston and all the way down into Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia. Everything settled down a bit yesterday because of the front that we had come through and the rain, and that's why we've dropped into yellow this morning. But again, the orange situation likely to return back as we get into the afternoon. Taking a look at our cold front, the one that moved through overnight last night settled down closer to the coast, where we have some showers and thunderstorms. Some of that could lift a little farther north up to, say, Fayetteville and Clinton over the next few hours. A light shower or two possible there. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see a good bit of cloud cover here. We get past lunchtime, and we're going to see more and more sunshine. And after that, we should end up with some dry conditions. Most of us are going to be dry today anyway. Futurecast, let's jump ahead to Sunday. We're going to see our flow on Sunday coming out of the south. That's going to limit the amount of smoke that's able to come down from Canada. We'll see a fairly quiet day on Sunday, but it will be hotter and more humid. We'll watch a cold front approaching from the west late Sunday. It could bring us a light shower Monday morning, but the best chance of rain will be in the evening on Monday. Monday evening commute looks like it's going to be fairly messy with that front coming through. Our beach forecast for Saturday, looking just fine. Mostly sunny, probably a little bit hazy. Temperatures in the upper 70s. And then in the mountains on Saturday, also looking good. Good bit of sunshine, 83 in Asheville. And temperatures will be in the 70s in those higher elevations of Boone and around Linville Gorge. Our forecast for Saturday, 86. We're looking at 89 on Sunday. Most of Sunday should stay dry, but we're looking at that good chance of storms on Monday. Brian?
It is almost 8:17 right now. New information about this crash on Garner Road at Auburn, or near Auburn, Knightdale Road. The road has reopened in the past couple of minutes, according to Michael Grace. I'm going to take you to live pictures from the WREL Breaking News Tracker, where you still have some police on the scene there, but they have cleared the crash site itself. They still have some cleanup to do off camera here, where a truck went over railroad tracks and off the road. That likely is going to be a much more involved process, but for now at least, that section of Garner Road has reopened. As we take it to our sensors, you can see that 70 is cleared up. A lot of people were using that as an alternate route. It's in good shape now as you head between Garner and Clayton. Still watching delays on the westbound side of the Clayton bypass from 42 out toward the I-40 interchange. Some construction continuing out there, and it looks like that's going to continue through the rest of the day. Some broadband fiber installation apparently, and it looks like traffic on that westbound side of the bypass over at Cornwallis Road has moved over into that left lane to give them some room to work. Around the rest of the triangle, a lot of minor crashes around Raleigh, but I'm not seeing any big delays on major routes. I-40 looks pretty good all the way through Wake County, and we're also looking good in Durham right now with no big delays on 40, 85, or 885.
We're following some breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center. This just into our newsroom this morning. Religious broadcaster Pat Robertson has died. The charismatic religious broadcaster parlayed the success of his pioneering television ministry into the first serious bid by an evangelical leader for the president of the United States. Of course, he did not win the presidency. He then launched the influential Christian Coalition Advocacy Group. He converted a small Virginia television station into that mega religious broadcasting powerhouse. Robinson's death was announced by his broadcasting network this morning. No word given on the cause of death, but again, Pat Robinson dead at the age of 93.
College students dealing with student loan debt can breathe a sigh of relief for now. The Biden White House's federal student loan forgiveness program is moving forward. John Lawrence explains the legal challenges and opposition the bill still faces.
A congressional effort to squash President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness program dies a quick death.
He's continued to pursue new government spending, from his nearly $1 trillion student loan giveaway to a budget then in a few short years would have us spending $10 trillion annually.
The bill offers to forgive up to $20,000 in debt for students who went to college on Pell Grants and $10,000 for those without, if specific requirements are met.
Nearly 90% of those relief dollars go to people making less than $75,000 a year.
Both chambers of Congress passed a bill that would have halted Biden's program, but the president vetoed the legislation Wednesday, saying he, quote, won't back down from helping hardworking folks.
Some of the same members of Congress who supported this bill voted for huge tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy as well. But when it comes to hardworking Americans trying to get ahead, dealing with the student debt relief, that's where they drew the line.
Critics say the proposal is financially unfair.
What President Biden is doing is transferring those student loans and those student loan debt onto the backs of hardworking Iowans and others.
The legality of the loan forgiveness program is in the hands of the Supreme Court. The justices are expected to issue a decision on it this summer. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Due to the pending litigation, no debt has been canceled under the program. Actors deal with some of the same problems as the rest of us, if you can believe that. David Daniel has a couple of examples, plus a movie preview in today's Hollywood Minute.
New York's poor air quality has affected at least one Broadway show. 10 minutes into a matinee performance of Prima Facie, actress Jodie Comer had trouble breathing and left the stage. A show representative said an understudy was able to take over. Comer is nominated for a Tony Award for the play. The Tonys are Sunday in New York, which, like much of the northeastern U.S., is shrouded in smoke from hundreds of Canadian wildfires. Shannon Doherty says her breast cancer has spread to her brain. The actress shared a video on Instagram showing her being fitted for a mask to wear during radiation treatments. Doherty wrote about her fear, praised her doctors, and said, "This is what cancer can look like."
Hey, why are you here?
I got this situation where I need your help.
I need bad friends.
Old friends and new, including Megan Fox and 50 Cent, unite to save the world from terrorists with nuclear missiles in the fourth Expendables movie. Jason Statham and Sylvester Stallone return when Expendables, with a 4 in place of the A, blasts in the theaters September 22nd. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
This is huge news. One of the world's best soccer players is coming to play in the U.S. Lionel Messi announced he will join the MLS soccer team Inter Miami. The 35-year-old World Cup champion spent the last few years playing in Paris. David Beckham, who co-owns Miami soccer team, helped convince Messi to make this move. Details of the deal has not yet been released, but the league has discussed sharing TV revenue and even team ownership with Messi. At the earliest, he could be on the pitch next month. In response, ticket prices are already skyrocketing for the match between Inter Miami and Charlotte FC at Bank of America Stadium in October. Resale tickets are now being sold for up to $10,000. That's how badly people want to see Messi play. To put things into perspective, Charlotte's match on Saturday against Seattle has tickets ranging from $42 to $182.
He is a popular player for sure. Well, one of the perks of voting is getting that little I voted sticker. And next year, one of those stickers will be designed by a Wake County student. You get to decide which one it's going to be as well. About 100 students submitted their designs. These are the 10 finalists, some drawn by high school seniors, other by sixth graders. The winning design will show up on early voting stickers in next year's election. Voting is now open on Wake County's website until June 21st. We'll have more news, weather, and traffic after the break.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are still under that air quality alert, but it is improving. It's better today than it was yesterday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has the details, Elizabeth.
Yesterday, we were under a code red, and today it's code orange. But looking at some of the current conditions, it looks like we're sitting at yellow right now, but we do have the potential to see more smoke move in here on a northerly wind this afternoon. So just keep in mind that we're likely by lunchtime back up to orange. So children, elderly, people with respiratory issues, you want to limit your time outside. If you're a healthy adult, it's fine to get out, walk the dog, do a little bit of light exercise. Our front that moved through yesterday continues to bring us some showers well to the south, but we could see an isolated shower around Fayetteville or Clinton today. In Apex, we're seeing some hazy conditions, but a good bit of sunshine. There's some other places where we're looking at cloud cover right now, so it'll be partly cloudy during the day today. By lunchtime, temperatures are in the low 70s. If you're doing some yard work this evening, you know, take it easy. Don't do too much. Temperatures will be in the 70s, Brian.
Following breaking news in Garner, a crash on Garner Road right around Auburn-Knightdale Road that closed Garner Road for quite a while. They have reopened lanes out there around Antelope Lane, but you still are going to see some police activity on the side of the road. So slow down and be extra careful heading through that area. Still seeing a little bit of a lingering delay, especially on that westbound side of Garner Road approaching Auburn-Knightdale Road. Look out for some delays, construction-related delays on the westbound side of the Clayton Bypass around Cornwallis Road. By the time you get out toward the I-40 interchange, traffic's flowing pretty well.
Thanks, Brian. First responders could be getting a pay raise in Durham. City Council is meeting today. The budget includes a 2% pay plan raise for Durham firefighters and police and a $300 bonus. Today's meeting starts at 1 o'clock. Next on Fox 50, we'll have how to save and stretch your money on those summer
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Our air quality is at code orange for today and tomorrow, but over the weekend we should see it dropping. I'll show you the weather pattern change coming our way.
And we are tracking the new effort to get the smoke from those wildfires under control and also the health concerns across the country.
And after a public show of frustration from first responders in Durham, the needle could start to move today in favor of a push for higher pay. A lot to talk about here at 8:30. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we are still talking about that air quality this morning. A lot of us still dealing with it. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has been tracking everything. Elizabeth, it's an improvement today from yesterday.
Yesterday, we were code red. Today, we're code orange. Yesterday, we ended up with that cold front coming through with clouds and some showers, and that did help to drop some of our numbers, especially later in the day. So looking at code orange for this afternoon, anybody with heart and lung disease, of course, children, young children, the elderly. You want to be careful this afternoon. You can still get out and take a walk, that sort of thing. You just don't want to do any moderate to extensive exercise. And if you're a healthy adult, you're fine to go about your daily business. Again, you just don't want to overdo it outside this afternoon. Saturday, we should begin to see improving air quality as our wind starts to come out of the south instead of the north. That northerly wind has been dragging down that fire smoke into our atmosphere. But take a look at Raleigh, and you're looking west toward downtown Raleigh, where you should be able to see the skyline. And this is not the haze. This is not the smoke. This is some low cloud cover that has developed and is likely to stick around for the next few hours. We do have our cold front that's down to the south. You can see a little bit of rain kind of pushing up to the north. So an isolated shower for Cumberland and Sampson County, not out of the question for the next couple of hours or so. You can see just a quick shot at that between now and lunchtime. After lunchtime, we should see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. There are going to be some times during the afternoon where we have a little weak disturbance that rolls through, increasing our cloud cover. We'll also have the hazy conditions that will be with us, of course, all the way into the day tomorrow because of that northerly flow. We're starting off right now with temperatures in the 60s. We'll climb into the low 70s at lunchtime. Our high will be in the low 80s this afternoon with some sunshine. It'll be hotter over the weekend as we begin to shift our wind direction. I'll show you what that will feel like coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. The U.S. is sending help to Canada as it deals with those massive wildfires that is sending all of that smoke all the way down here to North Carolina. President Biden has agreed to send more than 600 firefighters to Quebec to help fight those flames, which now span more than 9 million acres. 11,000 people have been evacuated there. And as you heard Elizabeth say, the smoke from those fires will remain a problem across the U.S. with air quality alerts in effect up and down the East Coast. Parts of New York and Pennsylvania are getting the worst of it.
And we're watching closely to see if smoke from those fires will affect flights again today. Here's a live look at RDU International Airport, where we checked for you, and there are just a handful of delays and cancellations right now. But watch out for connecting flights out of airports like LaGuardia or Newark. That's where the haze and smoke led to an hours-long ground stop yesterday. Air quality conditions there are expected to deteriorate again, as well as in New York City today.
First responders could be getting a pay raise in Durham. City Council is meeting today after frustrations from police and firefighters boiled over in public. WRL's Monica Casey walks us through the plan they're considering to address this issue.
This budget includes a 2% pay plan raise for Durham police and fire, along with a $300 one-time bonus. But many who spoke at Monday night's meeting say that's nowhere near enough. Public speakers say under the current plan, some experienced firefighters could make more money as recruits in other cities than they're making now in Durham. They say staff is leaving because of pay, which in turn becomes a public safety issue.
Please eliminate compression now by putting firefighters in the correct pay band, as Local 668 has proposed, because it is better, cheaper, and more effective to have an experienced firefighter on the truck now than an empty seat responding to emergencies for the next year as we train new recruits.
One area that has gotten a major boost in this budget will be the HEART program. It connects people in crisis to mental health care instead of a law enforcement response. The proposed budget includes funding to expand that program citywide, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. They'll hire 27 new employees to cover all of that area. The City Council work session starts at 1 o'clock. Monica Casey, WRAL News in Durham.
And City Council will also hear a presentation today on a plan for a new sports complex in Durham as well. It would be aimed at getting children from low-income families to play sports with the hope of preventing youth violence and improving health. The sports complex, as proposed, would seat 5,000 people and include more than a dozen courts and multipurpose fields. It would span more than 37 acres.
It's now up to the Wake County District Attorney to decide if charges should be filed in the deadly arrest of Darryl Williams. A newly released autopsy is calling Williams' death back in January outside a sweepstakes parlor a homicide. This is police body cam video from his arrest. Williams' cause of death is listed as sudden cardiac arrest. The autopsy also lists cocaine intoxication, physical exertion, and the use of a taser as factors. One leader with the group Emancipate NC says this is evidence of unnecessary force by police.
It's still a terrible situation. I'm not surprised at the results. Of course, criminal negligence plays a part, and this is why the manner of death was ruled as a homicide.
WRL reached out to the district attorney. We're told a decision on charges for the six officers involved could take months.
One of Durham's most wanted is out of jail this morning after being arrested at RDU. We checked this morning and online records show Salvador Marquez Vasquez bonded out yesterday. He's accused of raping and kidnapping a teenage girl who is mentally and physically disabled. Authorities say a court gave Vasquez a $200,000 bond and an electric monitor for the charges last year. He then left the country and later returned.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, we would take you to these live pictures of the Kilauea volcano erupting on Hawaii's Big Island. The Hawaiian Volcanic Observatory reported this volcano started erupting in the last 24 hours with increased earthquake activity. A code red alert is now in effect for that entire area because of volcanic ash and volcanic gas. But so far, the lava flow is not threatening any homes or businesses. It's a spectacular site. With that in mind, the NASA Park Service is giving people a list of locations where they can actually safely watch this eruption. People can get as close as a half a mile away from this spectacular scene.
Wow, it's quite a sight there. Thanks, Ken. Well, there are now 12 Republicans in the running for the 2024 presidential nomination. Former Vice President Mike Pence is the newest to join the field. He spoke during a CNN town hall in Iowa last night, showing support for abortion bans and backing Ukraine in its fight against Russia. Pence also took aim at his old running mate, former President Donald Trump, on his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. He talked specifically about January 6th, 2021, the day of the Capitol Hill riot.
When the president asserted that I had the right to overturn the election, I said today that I felt that he was asking me to choose between him and the Constitution. I chose the Constitution, and I always will.
Pence did not support an indictment for Trump and dodged a question on whether he would offer a pardon. Pence is one of four presidential contenders planning to visit the Tar Heel State in the coming days. It's an indication of how important North Carolina is to each party. President Joe Biden is scheduled to be in Rocky Mount and Fayetteville tomorrow. That same day, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will speak at our state's annual GOP convention. Saturday, both Pence and former President Donald Trump will do the same. We will have coverage both days here on WREL with our teams covering all these high-profile visits. You can read more about our state's importance in the presidential race on WREL.com. 8:39 now. Are you among the millions of Americans traveling this summer? Coming up, we'll look at ways you can save on your travel getaway.
And as we head to break, here's a live look at Goldsboro this morning from the WREL Live Cam Network. Elizabeth Gardner has your forecast and the air quality alert as well next. Welcome back. 8:42 on your Thursday morning. You're taking a look over a pretty cloudy Lake Gaston this morning. And we are still tracking the air quality for much of our area. It's okay to go outside. It is improving, Elizabeth, but those vulnerable populations should still be careful.
Yeah, our young children, definitely the elderly, anyone with respiratory issues, asthma, that sort of thing. You want to limit your time outside. It's not that you can't go out, but you don't want to be doing any strenuous exercise. And if you're a healthy adult, you should be able to go about your daily business. I wouldn't do, you know, an extreme workout outside this afternoon, but, you know, just kind of watch it. If you're out walking or jogging lightly, if you start to feel, you know, tightness in your chest or coughing, you want to bring it back inside. This is a look at a computer model run of where the smoke is. And boy, you can definitely see where it's most intense. And that's definitely right now, Northern Virginia on up into New York, Pennsylvania. Those are the areas where we're seeing really high concentrations and dense amounts of smoke. Not so much the case for us right now, but we will continue to see a flow coming out of the north today. And until we stop that northerly flow, we're going to continue to see some smoke rolling in. What you're seeing outside right now is some haze in the atmosphere from the smoke, but also a good bit of cloud cover. This is a look at what's likely to happen as we get into the day tomorrow. And you can see a little bit more smoke starting to pour in during the morning hours on Friday. That kind of keeps coming through the afternoon. So again, this afternoon and tomorrow, we're looking at orange level potential. We take a look at our wind direction. And if you notice the blue color contours here, this is where our wind is coming out of the north-northwest. So that's going to continue to drag down some of the smoke from Canada. That can continues all the way through Friday. But Saturday, we begin to see a change. Here's high pressure system. High pressure systems rotate clockwise. As that high slides eastward, we'll begin to see our flow shifting to southerly. That, of course, will do the opposite, start to push that smoke away from us. And we should see some gradually improving air quality as we head through the weekend. Sunday, that southwesterly flow really picks up. And that also means more humidity and more heat. We could see temperatures closer to 90 by the time we get to Sunday. Now, yesterday we had a cold front sink southward that did help to lower the amount of smoke in the atmosphere. But again, with that northerly flow, we'll see more of it today. A few of these showers drifting by could affect folks in Fayetteville and maybe in Clinton. But other than that, everybody should end up being dry. We'll see increasing sunshine this afternoon, but you'll definitely notice that haze in the atmosphere. Right now, we're looking at cloudy skies here at RDU. This is certainly some haze mixed in, but what you're really looking at there is a lot of cloud cover. 62 degrees is our current temperature. By lunchtime, though, we're looking at 73, and we will climb into the low 80s this afternoon. Notice here, visibility is at 4 miles in Durham and Raleigh. Again, that's due to some low cloud cover. May run into that in some other spots, too, but the farther west you go, it looks like the clearer things are. So we'll see a fairly quiet weekend. Temperatures will be warming up, looking at 81 today, 82 tomorrow, 86 Saturday, and then 89 on Sunday. We're watching the approach of a front for Monday, but right now it looks like the daylight hours on Sunday will stay dry. But boy, it starts to really get humid on Sunday. We see our dew point climbing to 62 and then to 71 on Monday. 71. Now that's really going to feel tropical, just like summer. The caveat is we'll likely see rain on Monday, so we would expect that dew point or humidity to go up with the rain. After that, we're looking at highs in the 80s, pretty much the entire 7-day period.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. People living in New York City are bracing for another day of dangerous haze from those wildfires in Canada. The city skyline almost disappeared in the smoke yesterday, with experts ruling the city's air quality the worst in the world in major cities. The haze was bad enough to postpone Major League Baseball and WNBA games as well. Area schools canceled outdoor activities, and hospitals say they're bracing for an increase in patients who are having trouble breathing.
Millions more dollars are headed to help students in Franklin County. County commissioners just approved a $113 million budget plan. $25 million will go to schools. That's the most funding for education in the county's history. The budget will also pay for 20 new government jobs as well as some pay raises. Franklin County did not raise property taxes, but they did increase water and sewer rates. About 2 million women left the workforce during the pandemic. Jerry Willis explains how there are now more women on payrolls than ever before.
3 years after millions of women dropped out of the workforce or lost their jobs due to the pandemic, women are now leading the U.S. jobs market recovery. But according to the moms we spoke to who left and came back, it's not been easy. Listen.
It's no secret that your prime earning years, at least in the business world, are women's prime childbearing years.
And then the pandemic hit. You know, I found a nanny. She got COVID. I found, you know, another nanny. She stopped, didn't show. All of a sudden, all the daycare shut down.
The labor force participation rate for women aged 25 to 54 reached an all-time high of 77.6% in May, just 3 years after the lowest rate in nearly a decade during the pandemic. So just how did women manage to make that turnaround?
Of my friends and women that I know that have kids in my children's schools, the majority of them either have some kind of hybrid or flexible working arrangement.
Families are still picking up a hefty tab for childcare that can amount to 19% of family income. But many are finding solutions now that COVID is behind them.
That was Jerry Willis reporting. According to the recent data, there were 1.8 job openings for every jobless person in April, and that gives women leverage to negotiate more flexible work schedules.
A massive senior living center in North Hills is officially opening to its newest expansion today. The East Tower at the Cardinal is holding a grand opening ceremony at 4 p.m. These are renderings of the building. The 18-story high-rise includes nearly 200 apartments, including dozens of assisted living spaces. Developers say the project brings with it an additional 100 jobs.
A new grocery store is coming to the area south of Garner. WRAL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser is here now to share the details about this new Publix coming to the area. And she also has a list of her top grocery deals for the week. Faye, first, let's start with this new Publix and where exactly this is.
Yeah, that's right, Renee. So yesterday, Publix announced that they've already executed a lease for a new Publix location. It's called the Publix at Middle Creek Crossings, and it's located at the southeast corner of Highway 42 and North Carolina Highway 50, which is just south of Garner, right near the 4042 area. The 48,000 square foot store is expected to open in early 2025. And of course, as we get closer to that date, we'll keep you updated on the new store opening.
We know you will. And speaking of grocery stores, talk about the favorite grocery buys that you have this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So Home Mushrooms, 8-ounce package, only 99 cents at Aldi. Parkview Turkey Frank, 16-ounce, $1.79 at Aldi. Chicken drumsticks or thighs in a larger family pack, 99 cents a pound at both Food Lion and Lowe's Foods. Butterball 85% lean ground turkey in a large 48-ounce package, only $6.99 at Lidl for My Lidl members. And Smokehouse Turkey Bacon is a great price over at Lowe's Foods. The 12-ounce package is $3.99, plus there is a $2 Lowe's Foods digital coupon you can add to your account, making it only $1.99. And finally, for all of you Duke's mayonnaise fans, the 30-ounce container is buy one, get one free over at Publix, makes it only $2.45 each. You can see all the great grocery deals I have for you this week at our area grocery stores over on the Smart Shopper column.
Got to stock up on that Duke's mayonnaise for all those tomato sandwiches this summer, right?
Yes, oh, love those.
Can't wait to eat those. Faye, thank you so much. Go to WRAL.com, look for the consumer tab, and search Smart Shopper to save on your next grocery trip.
Well, as airports become crowded and flight prices soar this season, Patrick Cornell shares five expert tips on how to save money while planning that summer getaway.
Higher costs impact airports, not keeping Americans from flying to their summer vacations this 2023. According to the International Air Transport Association, 4.35 billion people will travel by air this year, not far off the 4.54 billion passengers who flew in 2019.
Travel today looks much more like it did in 2019 than it has any of the past 3 years.
So what can you do to make your summer vacay more affordable?
I wouldn't push your luck. I certainly wouldn't wait until the last minute.
Travel expert Scott Kies has these tips to help you save money while planning your travel. One, flexibility is key. Consider flying on weekdays or less popular travel days when demand is lower. That's when airlines often offer discounted fares.
Try to book your flight during what I call a Goldilocks window.
He says that's 1 to 3 months in advance for off-peak months or 3 to 7 months for peak times. Two, set fare alerts. You can sign up to get them from your favorite airlines or price comparison websites. They track the prices of your desired flights and notify you when prices drop. Three, explore different airports. Sometimes nearby airports offer better deals.
Getting a little bit creative can sometimes lead to some pretty substantial savings.
Four, travel light and pack smart. Skip checking bags to avoid extra fees. And finally, reconsider expensive hotels. Explore vacation rentals, guest houses, or hostels.
That was Patrick Cornell reporting. Airlines expect to make almost $10 billion this year despite economic slowdowns. That's according to a new forecast released this week from the International Air Transportation Association.
The French Open continues today and tomorrow. You'll be able to watch the women's and men's semifinals live right here or live on WRAL starting at 11 a.m. That means WRAL News at noon will air live here on Fox 50 both days.
And before we head to break, we'll show you a look at your winning lottery numbers here. We'll get another check on weather and traffic that's next.